This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ross, let's close it out with this, my man. I asked this to, I think, Jaws yesterday. I want to frame it to you as well. You know more people on a national level football related than we do. I mean, you're part of the local fraternity of broadcasters, but also nationally, the whole deal. Are you hearing from your people that the Eagles are a modern day, really high up there? I don't know. I'm not going to say all-timer. Not the 85 Bears, but like, they're pretty high up there, right, Ross?
That's so interesting because it seems like the focus is on how good that they're going to be in future years and how good they are as opposed to comparing them to some of the all-time greats. I got to be honest with you,
they deserve consideration.
I think you're right. We haven't done that a whole lot. They lost zero games after the bye with their starting quarterback. So since week five, they lost zero games when their quarterback was out there. They won the NFC Championship game, and I don't care what the final score said in the Super Bowl. That was 40-6. So they won the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl each by 30 points. I would love to go through how many teams have ever won the conference championship and the Super Bowl by 30 points. I don't think that's getting any discussion.
Look, Joe.
Said to me, is this an all-time team? They're like, well, how is their roster so good? How's how we do it? Are they going to be win it again next year? No one's actually talking about where this team might stack up.
I think they should. And I'll say this, Ross. They had three losses this year. There's only one that they lost decisively. Two of the three losses they lost because the receiver dropped the ball. If Saquon catches it week two, if Devontae catches it week whatever that was, 15 or 16, they would have lost one game.
And they would have had Lane, Devontae, or AJ for the game they lost, too.
I mean, and how about this? And think about top of your head. Can you name another team? You referenced the Cowboys of the 90s earlier in the show. Joe, can you name another team that had the best offensive line, the best running back, arguably the best receiver duo, a top five tight end,
no,
a Super Bowl MVP quarterback, mm-mm, and the best defense in the same year?
No.
I'm actually, now that I might have to write an article about this. They actually need to be talked about at a minimum as like a top 10 team we've seen.
Well, and also frame it that way. Yeah, absolutely.
And also
about the possibility, like we are talking about next year. Joe doesn't want to talk about legacies and that sort of thing.
No, I mean, I'm into that. That's
fine.
But
it really is like this team, the likelihood that this is sustainable is so much greater for this team than any team I can remember. Like,
I've also never seen a team this talented having this many core like we're talking about some good players.
Locked up.
Milton Williams doesn't start. You know what I mean? Like Josh Sweat's a good player, but
Milton Williams does start because he plays a lot more than Jordan Davis.
My point is would you say how many of the guys that are free agents would you say are top 10 players on the team?
Well, I'd say Milton Williams, and I would say the linebacker.
Milton Vaughn. Williams is not a top
he's
10
not
player.
He's not a top 10 player. Vaughn
no
is.
Chance.
No he chance might, he is.
He's not even top 15. John.
Well, look.
I mean, we could list them. I mean, it's pretty easy. Like, there are like six players on offense who are better than him.
Vaughn is the only guy I would
Quinion's
say
better.
Is a top 10 guy look, in terms of value
here,
to the team.
Here's why I consider Milton. And obviously, if Milton's top 10, he's like 8, 9, or 10. And he might be, he might be right. He might be 13, whatever. But I'll say this. I have thought for a while he may be dramatically underrated. And what I'd point to, Ross, is what they did in the Super Bowl was four guys up front. And if only one of them is top 10, Jalen Carter, then something might be out of whack. I mean, it is possible that Milton Williams is just a lot better than we've realized.
He only played 45% of the snaps in the Super Bowl, for what it's worth.
Yeah, right, but they also shut it down
in the
fourth quarter.
Yeah, but in general, he's around that number.
Are we sure he's that much better than what Ajumma's going to do next year?
Well, Ajumma,
and every year, every year we said, this could be the breakout year for Milton. This could be the breakout. He's a nice player, and maybe he'll go to the Arizona Cardinals or somewhere and have like a great season. But he's not a top 10 player on the team. I mean, he never really had as dominant as we thought he could be.
That's fair.
And by the way, in the Super Bowl, he was one-on-one all the time because Jalen Carter is a bad you-know-what.
Yeah. Ross, good work, man. So, look, my objective is to keep this whole thing rolling. I mean, free agency, the whole deal. I want to keep you every week we can. Obviously, we got to have some conversations off the air. Just know, as we sort of wrap the season, I and we say thank you for you and your – tremendous 6 months with us, man, and I hope we're still talking next week. But all seriousness, man, incredible 6 months from you.
Well, it's my pleasure. You guys know I love being on with you, just like you, Joe. I grew up listening to this station every day, and it's never not cool to come on and be on with you guys in my hometown. It's awesome.
Thanks, bud. Ross, stay well, man. We'll talk soon. I'll call you off the air.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Ross.
James, this has been very awkward every day this week. I keep saying goodbye to people.
But you're not saying goodbye.
But I want to talk to you next week.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. You know? Weird dynamic going on here.
Keep it rolling. I mean, that's...
Look, dude, I would spend the next year just talking about winning the Super Bowl if I could. push all the seasons back. Let's just get a year of celebration and then the Phillies can play. Like, that's honestly where I'm at. So I feel you.
Well, the Sixers and Flyers being so horrendous.
Did you notice I didn't even mention them?
No,
I said, push the Phillies back, spend a year celebrating, and then the Phillies start. That's where I'm at.
Those two franchises got to get their act together. And I know the Flyers have a purpose with what they're trying to do, but at some point you got to win. You can't just rebuild forever. I know Jonesy and Briere and Tortorella.
Tortorella.
They're all in the last 2 years or so, but they also stunk for like 6 years before that.
Well, that's their problem.
I know. That's a Comcast freaking issue.
No, I know.
At
but
some
I'm saying
point,
they
be
have
good.
To. Yeah, it's like they have to understand that it's not just their 2 years.
Right.
That's the point,
yes.
Is that it was before too, and the fans are waiting.
Correct. Well said, James. Better said than me, and that's rare by you. Let's go.
Wow. You are on fire.
You are on fire today.
I'm in a good mood. Let's go to Joe and Monco. Joseph.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning.
I will say this. I am so nervous right now. First time caller.
Don't be.
Take your time. It's all good.
John, I actually met you in high school when you were in the John Ritchie band. It's funny. It's interesting.
Was that the Juicy Lucy's or something?
The Love Juicies.
That was it. I knew it was close.
We were the Love Juicies. We were not good. I can't believe that you saw that.
Yeah, my buddy in high school, his dad used to, I don't know, was part of it or something like that, and we followed you around. It was pretty neat. So
wow. Well, thank you.
Yeah, long-time listener. We follow you. We listen on the way to the car to my daughter's school, so I'm so excited to be on. And, I mean, I'm still Super Bowl drunk.
I mean,
this is just like, I got season tickets for the first time this year, so it was like, everything just fell apart perfectly to see this. My daughter got to go to a playoff game, the snow game.
That's great.
I mean, it was just so cool. It just was everything. And I'm a little nervous about next year just because of like the free agency and stuff that comes back after the Super Bowl and the wins that we've had. And, I hope we continue this and it does turn into a legacy. Two questions I do have though is Beck, I don't hear it being talked about as much as the defense, but that offensive line was so great. Like to lose Becton and try and fill that piece, is that a huge miss? Is there any chance to sign two players or Is there?
I think it's possible. It's possible that you bring Mekhi Becton back. It's not out of the question. He was outstanding as a guard, and you know, guards, while they do get paid more than what they once did in the NFL, you know, geez, they were really underpaid for a long time. But now with some of the incredible play you got going on, they're approaching tackle pay.
Yeah.
But I think Mekhi Becton could be a $10 million a year guy where you get him under for, you know, 2 years, $20 million bucks. It feels like Zach Bond could also be in that same ballpark. And wouldn't that be wonderful?
Well, it would
if you
be.
Bring two of these guys.
But Joe, here's what I think you were getting at. If I heard you right, could you lose Becton, put in someone else, an undefined person, Steen or someone else, and even if you take a step back at guard, still possibly be the best line in football because of the other four? I think the answer is yes. Give me a line.
You're talking about a weak link.
But there's a difference. Is my guy average or does he stink? I don't know. I'm just saying.
What we saw this year is Tyler Steen, there is a drop-off. There's a drop-off from Mekhi Becton to Tyler Steen. And I think it's, for the most part, in pass protection. When we struggled at times, you know, it was swapping off stunts inside. Tyler Steen needs to get better at that. The good news is that comes with experience. He's a young player.
Right.
He's got a great coach in Jeff Statlin who will continue to work on all of these aspects, and he will get drilled on this stuff. But, yeah, he's not as good as what we got. We would take a step back if we had to move off of Mekhi Becton.
All right, Joe, give me a great answer, man. An outfit in a movie or a show. You can win the Dave Matthews tickets.
So I was thinking like this entire time I was on hold, and I came up with two, but I'll give
you. Just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
The one that just popped up first was that white dress Marilyn Monroe in the seven-year itch.
Already been said. Already been said. Yep.
Kill Bill.
Which, who?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Talking about the bride, I'm assuming.
Kill Bill was my second one.
That yellow jumpsuit, is that what you're talking about? Nice. I'm assuming he's talking about the yellow jumpsuit.
Fair enough. I would have gone with Superman. That's just me. Put a cape on, you know.
You're obsessed with Superman.
Well, he gets the job done.
He's obsessed with Superman and Batman.
It's just keep it simple.
Spider-Man's the best.
No, Spider-Man's.
Oh, Spider-Man
of those
is
three,
the best.
I mean, the Spider-Man movies are easily the best.
Thank you, James.
Consistently across. 100%. If you include the animated ones, which are the best of all the superhero movies.
Is that Peter Parker?
It's actually Miles Morales.
No, but isn't Peter Parker who Spider-Man started from?
Yes, animated ones are Miles Morales.
I'd rather watch Parker Posey than Peter Parker.
I like Parker. Posey.
I do too.
Yeah.
Who was in Superman?
She's in Dazed and Confused. Watch Dazed and Confused. Okay. All right.
She's great in Dazed and Confused. With the guy who's watched no superhero movies ever.
I know. I'm just. Sometimes I just get caught up in it and I can't help myself.
I stick with what I grew up on. All right. So the Phillies are sticking with Alec Boehm. Maybe it's a good decision. Maybe it's a bad decision.
Maybe it wasn't a decision. It was how it just played out.
Yeah, I mean,
get it off or they liked.
Yeah, it could be as simple as that. Let's listen to Rob Thompson. So Rob Thompson was recently on Ruben's podcast with Ruben, Todd Zielecki, and Jim Salisbury, and the Boehm thing came up. The off-season thing came up. This is about a week or two ago that Rob Thompson said this. Here's Rob Thompson on Boehm and the off-season.
Yeah, when all the rumors started, you know, the trade rumors, I called Alec and I said, you know, because this is really the first time he's gone through this, and I told him, look, you know, we're not looking to move you. The only reason your name keeps coming up is because you're a really good player and other teams have interest. So if people are talking about trades, we have to listen and figure out what we need to do. But this guy's a really good player. He really is. And, you know, he gets a little bit emotional at times, and he's got to be able to rein that in at times so that he can stay focused. And because if he does that, I think this guy's got a chance to be a perennial all-star because he can really hit.
All right, so, John, you and I were very, very torn on the Boehm thing right after the season. I wanted him back right away. You wanted him completely gone. You were all out on him.
Well, what we saw was unacceptable.
It was bad.
In my mind, the team lost their ability to count on him when we needed him most, and that's just not going to work.
Benching a guy game three says that they lost faith in him. That is true.
I can't believe the way Topper talked about that, too. That was pretty damning. I mean, saying that he lost, what was it, his emotional, his ability to control his emotions or however he said
Which is what it looked like.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But this isn't a, man, he's a professional athlete. He's
adult.
An adult.
Yeah, I know.
Man needs to be in charge of his own emotions. Let's get this together. I am worried if that fell apart last season, that it could fall apart again.
Look, it's obviously important for them. It's not just about the player and how you hit, and it's the other stuff that impacts all of that, because you have to go up there with a clear mind and be focused.
For sure.
And I think Sirianni and the way Sirianni coached is an example of, because let's be real, I mean, controlling an NFL locker room's got to be a lot harder. It's 53 different guys. They come in all shapes and sizes. I mean, they really do.
That's for sure.
I mean, most people haven't been in an NFL locker room. John, you've been in a ton. I've been in there a smidgen, you know, as a reporter, not reporter, but media guy. Like, I mean, you look at the big old offensive linemen that are 350 pounds, and then you look at the defensive backs at 175 pounds. I mean, totally different world. So my point is, that's harder, in my opinion, and Sirianni did a masterful job, and Rob Thompson has to do a better job, and I like Rob Thompson a lot, but he's got to do a better job getting someone like Alec Boehm dialed in. And if he can't, then he's got to go to the general manager at the trade deadline and say, I can't trust him for October. I mean, all right, one more thing.
But that's incredible that it came to that point.
It's not good.
For me, once you get to that point, there's no turning back.
Well, sometimes you can get it back.
Once you've let me down to that degree, how do I trust you again?
But the Eagles lost 6-7 last year down the stretch. Let us down about as bad as you possibly could.
We lost faith in everybody.
Yeah, lost faith in everybody. They came back and won the Super Bowl.
Not like this.
Well, not, you know what? Let's not forget how bad losing 6-7
was. It was a collapse of epic proportions.
It was. Yeah, John, it couldn't have been worse. I mean, they were down 24-0 to the Giants after losing to the Cardinals.
We're talking about a guy who can't control his
but people said that about Sirianni. He just won the Super Bowl.
I understand.
I mean, it was like
he proved to us that he could control his emotions.
Well, that's my point.
Coming out of that bye, he's been a different coach.
My point is I'm very willing to give Alec Boehm a chance. First off, we have no chance as a fan base otherwise. No choice.
No choice.
He's back.
Right.
But
but the hope is that he can do what Nick Sirianni did, which was he transformed himself
after that
bye.
Yeah, that's my point. My point is I'm glad he's back, but I hope he transforms more. All right, one more thing from Rob Thompson, then back to the phones. Let's listen to Topper talking about, because to me this is the most important thing. We can talk about a million aspects of the Phillies, okay? But to me, there's nothing more important, other than like playing better in October, than just not swinging at garbage. All right? That's how the Mets beat them. Don't swing at garbage. More from that podcast, Rob Thompson talking about that topic.
The better pitchers in the league, and if they're attacking your chase rates, if you will, it's harder. It's harder to hold up because it's better stuff. So, it'll be a focus for everybody. You know, make sure that you stay on the base. Don't try to do too much. Pass a baton. Trust the next guy. If they walk you, they walk you. Go to first base. The next guy's gonna pick us up. And if we do that, we're gonna put up big numbers.
John, I think one of the most fascinating things with the Phillies' regular season will be when a player is doing that fishing, goffing, garbage stuff, swinging at nonsense, or Bryson Stott's swinging at his eyeballs when a ball comes in up high near his head, not near his head, but over the plate and high. Is Rob Thompson going to sit the guy? Because that's like, you know, no, and I'm not saying
imagine.
That's not been his thing, but my point is just like, I do wonder to what extent he's going to be a drill sergeant. Because obviously what he attempted the last, I'll call it 2 years, didn't work. He went with a kinder, gentler thing than, I'm sitting your ass. I'm sitting you. And I just wonder if this year he'll be more Bobby Knight than Rob Thompson to get the point across so when October comes around, the guys are not doing that garbage again.
Well, I think odds are good when your job hangs in the balance. And I think it does for our manager.
Yeah, it probably does.
Because his roster is so loaded. Yeah, he needs to get better results. Let's see where this goes. I do think they are showing us they're willing to try new things. We're dabbling with new positions defensively, with Schwarber and with JT.
That's right.
It sounds to me like Topper is willing to step outside his comfort zone a little bit this spring training because he knows a lot hangs on this season's results.
It's a fascinating thing. The Phillies as a topic, the Eagles obviously, different vantage point. They just won it all, but also a fascinating topic. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to John right now in Doylestown. What's going on, John?
Oh, good morning, guys. I didn't think I'd get on so quick.
Good morning, sir.
I'll be brief. I've listened to you guys forever. I didn't think you'd do as well with this slot as you did from 10 to 2, but the ratings are what they are, and I just think the crew from Devin and everybody on the show, James and the young lady, God, I'm having a senior moment, who's also one who's been on forever.
Rhea.
Are terrific. You guys are terrific. John, you are probably the most eloquent announcer who has football experience that I've ever listened to. I know Joe says
John,
it's only your opinion that matters. Joe needs a head check on that.
I just poke at him sometimes. You know,
I'll tell you what, Joe. I watched the White House show.
Oh, the West Wing
is the first time in years.
Isn't it great?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have as good a shot at becoming president as Andy Reid being 200 pounds next season.
You never know with Ozempic, man. You never know.
Well, that's true. No, that's true. Last two comments, okay, because you guys are on the clock. Phillies, I wish that the batters in this generation would watch Chase Utley and Lenny Dykstra and how many 1 and 2 counts those guys had ended up getting hits or walking.
They were fearless. They had a strategy, and they were fearless. See, here's part of the key, and I agree with you, John. Part of it is they were fearless when it was 0-0 getting into a 1-2 because they knew they could handle it. And that gave them an entirely different strategy from the beginning of the at-bat all the way through the end of the at-bat.
Well, of course, you're right. And, you know, I've been watching the Phillies since the demise in 64, the Eagles since 60. You know, God bless the Eagles, and what a great season. The last thing is on the outfit. I don't think anybody's mentioned the Academy Award-winning creator of the outfit for the Predator, 1987, Arnold.
So a Predator outfit. Answer was said earlier. Which character are you? Okay. Which character are you saying? Which outfit?
Well, the actual Predator.
He's talking about the Predator outfit. Predator. Well, that's that didn't we get don't said. Know. That's
is
a
that
great
the
answer.
Same as what was given?
The guy said the devil.
He said the devil.
The devil
from the Predator.
Yeah, no.
Is that the devil?
No, I don't know.
The Predator.
Who
it's,
is
the
devil?
The movie's named Predator.
All right, so we ding the guy that said the devil.
The guy before is a bad answer. This is a good answer.
All right, John, you've got the Predator. You got it.
I got the Predator, and
that
again,
a great
thank
outfit.
You very much for what you guys contribute.
Thanks, buddy.
It's wonderful to listen to you guys.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. John. Hey, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. Questions both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question, other than Bawn, who almost all of us, maybe all of us agree, is the most important to bring back. Which player is next most important to bring back? Is it Becton Sweat or Milton Williams? Question two, of Becton Sweat and Milton Williams, which one do you think is most likely to be brought back? Becton Sweat, Milton Williams, most likely to be back. We'll get to the results of those polls as we move forward in the program.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.